Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That little band from Texas, Jimmy, Jesse, and Frank bring us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Jack Oldrich. He's the author of a new book, Business as Unusual. He's one of the top futurists of our time and certainly one of the great futurists in our brain trust. Jack, thanks again for being here. Give us your website, please.
It's my name, jackaldrich.com.
U-L-D-R-I-C-H?
Yes.
Check that out. So, Jack, in your book, Business as Unusual, you talk about the unorthodox, the unconventional, the uncomfortable. We talked a little bit about that earlier. One of your aha moments in your book, you called Unlock Failure. I love that you did that because I have learned when you're Jim Blasingame, you have to get comfortable with failure. You're not going to be happy. And so I was giving advice to somebody one time and they weren't paying attention. I said, you need to listen to me. I'm still making payments on this advice. So you have to, if you're going to be successful in the marketplace, you have to have a healthy relationship with failure because it's the harness made of success, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely is, and I think it's absolutely incumbent upon all business leaders to reframe failure, not as a bad thing, but it's a learning mechanism. You're moving forward, you're trying new things, and in my book, there are two things. One company, what they do is they have a heroic failure award once a month. This CEO, he's so driven to sort of drive innovation into the culture of their company that they say, look, innovation, by its very nature, entails risk, and risk means not everything works out. But rather than punishing failure, he actually rewards it and says, look, we obviously don't like it, but what do we learn from it? And it's making them better, and it's changed the culture of the organization. So don't.
And you know what else? I found, Jack, that you learn more from your failures because when you hit a home run, you go strutting around like you're so smart, right? You don't really realize maybe that it was dumb luck that got you there. If you fail, you're more introspective. You're more likely to say, "Wait a minute, where did I go wrong?" And you'll dissect things a lot more. There's a great story about an executive who cost General Motors $5 million on some project, and he went to the CEO with his resignation. And he said, "Boss, I'm sorry. I guess I just need to resign. I apologize. It was my fault." And the CEO said, "Are you out of your mind? I just invested $5 million in you. You're not going anywhere."
No, I've heard that story, and I love it.
It's a great story, isn't it?
It is. And what that CEO was doing was really creating a culture to say, again, I mean, he didn't like the fact that there'd been a $5 million mistake, but he understood that fellow had in fact learned a valuable lesson.
And he won't make that
one
again.
Do his homework more. Yeah, exactly. And he's going to approach things with more humility. He's probably going to do more due diligence, that, and probably paid handsome dividends over this.
Another thing that you talk about in your book is another aha moment is expect the unexpected. And boy, howdy, if we didn't subscribe to that last January, we'll subscribe to it this January, won't we?
We will. And here's the thing. I mean, Jim, in my book, Foresight 2020, I actually had a scenario about a pandemic breaking out. Just saying, look, here's one of the things you need to think about. And here's what your listeners need to know. You think that COVID is the worst that can happen? Uh-uh. It's not. There are other unexpected things out there. And so, let me just step back. When I use the word aha, I always use it as an acronym, saying it means what it stands for is awareness, humility, and action. You need to be aware of potential threats. I'm not saying that there will be a solar storm or a disruption in blockchain will blow up your business model or whatever. I am saying you need to take a little bit of time and just be aware of these possible risks, because once you're aware of them, you start doing your due diligence and you are a little more prepared for when the unexpected does happen.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And I'm glad you brought that up, and that's really important. Why the H there? Why the humble? The humility.
Humility is absolutely critical in a world that is changing so fast as ours. A lot of people think because they are successful today and what they did in the past, they think it's going to continue mm-hmm. to make them successful. That might be the case, but it might also be your business has changed, your business model has changed, your customers are changing, your competitors are viewing your industry from a different perspective, and it requires a lot of humility. Every business should come with that little caveat that's on
yep.
financial report statement saying that past success is no guarantee of future success.
I have seen many people make fortunes in one endeavor, take their money and run, mm-hmm. go plant that money somewhere else and burn it all down because they thought they were so smart. And turns out they were smart in that one endeavor, but not in the second one. And they thought it, yep. that they could literally replay that in another world, and it didn't happen. Humility mm-hmm. is really important. One of my favorite humility stories on me was when I graduated from college, somebody said, "So, college graduate, I guess you think you know everything now." And I remember at 22, I hadn't thought about it. When I answered him, I said, "Well, actually, no. When I graduated from high school, I thought I knew everything. I said, now that I'm graduating from college, I realize I don't know anything." So we'll take a quick break. Right back with Jack Aldrich. His new book, Business is Unusual. Folks, you got to check out all of his books. The Next Big Thing is Really Small. It's still my favorite. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.